You ready for some coffee, honey?
Absolutely.
I'll pour.
Great coffee. I'm Dr. Ron Martinelli.
And I'm Linda Martinelli.
And we are talking
while married.
Well, you know, California has the sanctuary state law, the SB 54, and the real title of that act. And look how they sell stuff to the people to make everybody feel good. It's called the California Values Act. And what that act does, I know.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's just like how they sold the gas tax, where they screwed everybody over on the gas tax. They said it was the road repair tax. It's not what it was at all. But anyway, you know, of course, this has been, you know, all over the news. This tragic incident in Tulare County, which is a very nice agricultural area. I actually expert from the county, you know, from time to time in their cases. And so we have this illegal alien, this the same story, Linda, the twice deported felon, convicted felon by the name of Gustavo Garcia. I think he's about 27 years old. So he's out and about after he's been deported. And by the way, the last time he was in our prison system in California, he did 27 months, okay, for felonious charges and everything. Then he got deported. So he sneaks back across the border for the third time, and officers catch him in Tulare County. He's under the influence of methamphetamine, and so they book him. Well, he's in jail for about 10 hours, and because it's only a misdemeanor, they've got to release him. Well, under normal circumstances, before Governor Moonbeam Brown had signed on to the Sanctuary State Bill, by the way, it prevents law enforcement officers from cooperating with U.S. immigrations, okay, mm-hmm. So with ICE. And so they're not allowed, it's actually illegal for police officers to get a hold of ICE and say, by the way, you know this guy that you deported a couple of times? He's in our jail. Come get him. Well, ICE had put a detainer on him because through the NCIC or the National Crime Information Center, they're made known when we catch guys, mm-hmm. right? And so now, according to the Sanctuary State Bill, what ICE was required to do is to get a warrant signed by a judge.
Mm-hmm, which takes some time.
Oh, absolutely takes time. But by the way, tick, tick, tick.
Right.
This guy's in there for a misdemeanor. And because of other stupid things that count. Now, this is not on the governor. This is on the some of the uninformed and stupid voters in California. They had passed Proposition 109 a few years ago. Well, what 109 does, hon, is it says to jailers, to sheriffs, all the nonviolent misdemeanors, you got to let them go.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So here's a guy high on meth who is about to get let go.
That's exactly
who has an ICE hold on him, and they're trying to get their warrant signed, and
tick, tick, tick.
Yep.
And so what happens is the sheriff is required to let him go. They let him go. Within 24 hours of letting this guy go, he goes on a murderous crime spree.
Yes.
Now, by the way, he was already a suspect in a second homicide, okay? Already a suspect in a previous homicide. And, you know, let me clarify for a second. He was a suspect in a homicide that occurred just before this crime spree.
Right, but he wasn't suspected because they didn't know about it till after the crime spree.
Well, that's exactly right, okay?
Okay.
So anyway, he, and I don't know what the chronology was, but he steals a truck, either commits the robbery at the convenience store, mm-hmm. armed robbery, steals thousands of dollars. I don't know whether he stole the truck before or after the robbery, but during the course of the robbery, he kills somebody.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, the police and the sheriffs are called, and they spot this guy in a vehicle, and he takes off on them and leads them, you know, up and down the freeways for an extended period of time. I think he went all the way to Fresno County, which is, you know, two counties over. And then he was deliberately, according to witnesses, deliberately running his stolen vehicle into other vehicles.
Right, so going the wrong way at 100 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so he crashed into five different vehicles. I think another person was critically injured. But on the way, during the course of the robbery, he's just shooting at buildings and everything. I mean, the guy is, he's just completely nuts. Anyway, the last crash, he ends up killing himself. And so I'm just so angry about this. And let me tell you what, I'm angry about this on many levels. Number one, there's a lot of people with blood on their hands here. And I want to start with Governor Jerry Brown and the Attorney General. I don't even remember what his name is. They're both open borders advocates. All of these, the supermajority that had voted for this SB,
the Democratic legislator and legislature
all
in California,
these open border, mm-hmm. do good people have, as far as I'm concerned, all these politicians have blood on their hands, and I'm so angry about this that the people in California put up with this. But number two, the sheriff of Tulare County, and I'll probably have some people that disagree with me on this, but I'm just so angry about this, I'm just going to put it out there. And by the way, it is thought out, so it's not an emotional response on my part. But the sheriff of the county, his name is Mike Boudreau.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets on television, and appropriately so, and he is berating the state, berating the legislature, berating the governor. Look what you're causing us to do. Okay, release all these people. Well, I just want to speak to you and the sheriffs in the state of California. Knock it off. Just knock it off. Quit bitching about this stuff and start doing something about it. I'm telling you what, you are all elected officials, okay? And the time to have dealt with this was when this thing was being put together. And you have an oath of office. These guys, Linda, and you and I were on the job. So we take an oath of office to protect and defend the United States.
Yes.
Okay. And the Constitution of the United States and everybody inside the United States from enemies both foreign and domestic. And so now we have a foreign person that comes into this country three different times illegally, goes on a murderous crime spree, and you're going to – and before that, you catch this guy where you could have intervened before he did all this violence and killed these innocent people, and you – are just going to do whatever the governor tells you to do? Is there any time in your code of ethics, in your oath of office, that you feel that oath to the United States of America and to the people in your county that voted for you, you do not think that oath is greater than your allegiance to the governor of the state of California?
Well, and that takes heroic courage, Ron, which a lot of people don't have in this day and age, and they need to have. And they do need to stand up and say something about this.
You know, this is the first time in my career, which now spans over 44 years. I was just reflecting on this yesterday. And the most important thing to me was my oath of office and protecting and defending the citizens of the United States. And I'm telling you, sometimes you just got to go to jail.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you, first of all, bring this subject up right now, because just today I wrote an article on this very subject, and it's called Sanctuary Cities Are Killing Us. And you and I were kind of busy doing our own thing, so usually I pass these by you, and I didn't today. But we're on the same page with this, definitely. My take on this is that these cities, and by the way, I read an article today, I don't know if it's true, so I can't say that it's true, that cities are almost at the point of being 50% in the big cities of being sanctuary cities. And I do believe that they are killing Americans. I think that this is one of the worst, most misguided policies for America and the cities to do. And I lay this directly in the lap of the Democrats and their bleeding hearts for people that are not Americans, and they disregard the lives of Americans. And, you know, this particular guy, like you say, had been deported twice. But here's my take on this guy, is think about the damage that he caused to so many people. It's the two people that he killed is that's horrendous. Think of their wives, their husbands, their children, their relatives, their parents, their employers. Everybody around those people's lives is now damaged. Think of all the buildings he was shooting at.
Think about the vehicles and all the people.
And one of those people is in critical condition. So all of those people, yes, who now have to deal with their vehicles being ruined, their health issues now from injuries, their jobs, you know, all of the people that are affected by this, it's just like dominoes falling. And this is squarely in California and everywhere else that there's a sanctuary city on the legislators who are doing this. And my feeling is, how dare you put us as American citizens aside and risk our lives because this guy who was released.
He's just pure evil, by the way.
Who was released, who had been in trouble numerous times. He has victimized a whole lot of other people. And this is, again, squarely on Governor Brown and the legislature in California and the cities and the city councils and the people that vote for these sanctuary cities. This is not fair to Americans. So there's another whole side to this, Ron, because California certainly is not the only place. We in Texas have a lot of sanctuary cities.
Well, Austin, I think Dallas, Houston.
San Antonio.
Our
governor was just suing San Antonio over the sanctuary city policy.
But, you know, and thank God for Governor Abbott. You know, compare and contrast Governor Abbott, who's just done a phenomenal job for the state of Texas. I'm glad he got voted back in recently. But look at him, compare and contrast him with Moonbeam Brown. Now, you know, President Trump was on the television the other day, and I think he said something, and I haven't been able to verify it yet because I just heard it, but it was something like 6,000 American citizens have been murdered by illegal aliens in this country in the past few years. 6,000. Can you just imagine
that? Well, I can, and you know, the thing is that it's, we understand that not all illegal aliens are bad people.
That's
not the point. The point is that they are illegal, that they shouldn't be here in the first place. And there's a way to get in this country, and there's a way not to. I want to bring up another instance of this because this is one type of victimization of the public. But there's a whole other type of victimization. You take Lawrence, Massachusetts, which is a town that is absolutely rampant with a drug problem there. And why? It is a sanctuary city. The illegals know that when they bring drugs through there and they get caught, that they are not going to be deported.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, they're going to be released.
Yes.
Because that's a sanctuary area and it might even be a sanctuary state.
And Mayor Dan Rivera there, you know, he defends this policy. Well, you can't defend this policy. These people are bringing in opioids and fentanyl is so dangerous that you can't even touch it.
And they're mixing the fentanyl now with methamphetamine.
Yes, they found enough fentanyl in one day that could literally kill half of the city.
And you know, it's interesting because former Secretary of Education, before that, I think he was sort of our first drug czar, you know, they didn't call them czars in those days, but our director of, drug policy, he said that the fentanyl is used now as a weapon of mass destruction. So that just goes hand in hand with what you just said.
Oh, absolutely. Well, due to the policies of Dan Rivera, they use this city as a gateway for distributing drugs, and approximately 80% of the illegal opioids sold in this country are brought in through foreign organizations, much of that through the Mexican cartels. So the ICE is not notified of pending releases from the state custody of these guys, so they just continue on. This victimization is, again, all of the families of our kids that become addicted to these drugs, that die from these drugs. This is a gateway city to all the northeastern
states. Oh, Boston and everything,
right,
New York,
states,
you know, all the big cities
and
on the eastern seaboard.
And you destroy people's lives, and we want to defend that and make these sanctuary cities. These people, when they commit a crime like this, like anything, they need to be turned over to ICE and deported, period. And why we would want to release them, I can't even imagine. These policies are killing Americans.
And, you know, and just an aside that has nothing to do with illegal aliens or immigration or anything, just to show you where the stupid mindset is of people, and especially politicians, with the huge fentanyl problem and the opioid crisis that they have in Massachusetts, they just voted to legalize marijuana, okay? And, you know, marijuana today with the THC content is so much different than when you and I were in high school or college.
Well, absolutely.
50 years ago.
And no matter what you say, it's still a gateway drug. And that's what I say about this situation with sanctuary cities. You know, they want to put this holier-than-thou attitude on that there are sanctuary cities and they're protecting these poor people. Well, I'm sorry. There is no lipstick you can put on this pig that's going to make it pretty. It is wrong. And we should not have to pay the price for a guy like Garcia coming out and, you know, me driving down the road and getting killed by this guy who shouldn't have been here in the first place. Ask any angel parent, Ron, they feel about these policies.
You know, I actually absolutely agree with you 100%. And it just is so insulting when you go back to what I said when we were first having our conversation on Senate Bill 54 in California. How dare they call it the California Values Act?
Well, this is
scratching herself over there.
It's a slap in the face to all Americans to do this, and I just think that we need to cooperate with federal authorities. We have federal law. We have ways for people to come here legally, and this is how it should work. And we need to stop these sanctuary cities.
You know, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I want to go back and clarify a couple of things because, you know, I'm chewing out these sheriffs, and not only the sheriffs in California, but the sheriffs all over the country that kowtow to these politicians. And this is politics, okay? We're talking about people's lives, and this is the way I look at it. And, you know, this is the first, and you know me, I'm 1,000% law enforcement. This is the first time I've ever encouraged sheriffs to break the law, okay? But there's a reason for it, because it doesn't make any sense to me. So sheriffs, you know, their men and women go out every single day wearing a badge and protecting us and obeying their oath of office. So they're willing to put their lives on the line, and they do, and they get injured and killed frequently. Okay, so that's the level of risk that these sheriff's subordinates are taking. And yet these guys don't have enough heroic courage,
no,
or they can't even grow a pair to say to the governor in the state of California and in these other states, we've had enough. We're not going to obey this. And if it takes me getting arrested to go and going to jail to make a point to defend our citizens and to obey my oath of office over this politics, then that's what they need to do. So I've had my say on that. How about a cup of coffee?
I will make us some pumpkin coffee.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Tired of watching the same old sporting events?
Well, kick it up a notch and get ready, America, for something you've never seen before. It's the new generation of Western superstars. Shorty Gorham's American freestyle bullfighting. Who will win? The acrobatic, tough-as-nails Western superstar or the meanest half-ton fighting bulls on Earth? This is one of the most extreme sports you'll ever see in an arena. This is hand-to-horn combat on a level playing field. Go to ShortyGorhamAFB.com or find them on Facebook. It's bullfighting time.
Well, the pumpkin spice coffee is excellent. Thanks so much for making it.
It is really good.
So what do you think about President Trump not signing the government funding bill?
Well, I hope he doesn't sign it. I hope that they shut the government down if he doesn't get his money for the wall. That being said, boy, I'm just spitting mad at the Republicans for taking off and waiting till the 11th hour plus 59 minutes to even address this issue when they've had 2 years.
You know, I don't care what side they're on, Republicans or Democrats, they're just... The vast majority of them are nothing but a bunch of do-nothing idiots, and a lot of them are just cowards. They do absolutely nothing for us. They take breaks whenever they want to take breaks. It's not about the American people. It's never about the American people. It's always about them, okay? And the specious, ridiculous arguments that come out of Nancy Pelosi and
Chuck Schumer
yeah. and these rhino Republicans like Jeff Flake and Ryan, I am so glad those two guys are going to be gone come January.
I am too. I'm not glad that it's a Democratic majority, because I don't think that we're going to move this country forward. But, you know, we'll just have to see what happens. We have a chance right now, which I don't know. You know, even if we shut down the government and the time goes by and then the Democrats come back in, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but I hope that Trump stands strong, and I think that we as Americans are behind him.
Oh, I think the Americans are definitely behind him. And, you know, I'm glad that you're angry with the Republicans for exactly the reason you said. For the last 2 years, we've had the majority, and what the heck have we done with it? We have absolutely squandered all of our political capital and our opportunities to fund this wall and to have border security and to take care of the American people. And we haven't done a damn thing. And now we are getting, what did they say this month? 60,000 people coming across the border. 60,000. And you just times that times 12. And look at the invasion. And it's nothing but an invasion coming into this country. And I understand that there are 800,000 deportation hearings backed up right now, not even to mention the asylum hearings that take place. 800,000. We'll be here for another 25 years going through those things.
Well, and how about this activist judge that decides that President Trump has to bring back the people he's already deported?
Oh, that's absolutely ridiculous.
That, I hope he goes to the Supreme Court on that in a heartbeat, because that's just is totally ridiculous. You know, here's what we did for 2 years in this country. We had a huge debate over President Trump being president. That's all that we did in Congress
for 2 years.
And the Senate.
For 2 years.
Yes, that's and they effectively held us up. Now, they did not effectively hold President Trump up. He moved forward with all diligence on so many of his issues that he promised. Now they, you know, here we are again at the 11th hour on this issue, which is a big issue.
And so, by the way, do you notice how Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi are crying that this is damaging the American public? Were not they the very people that shut the government down just a few months ago?
Well, yeah, and the truth is that most of the government is already funded, so the parts that are going to be shut down are fairly inconsequential. So it's not a big deal, but I hope that he makes that statement. Now, that being said, there's two other pieces about this that are interesting. One is that Kirstjen Nielsen announced just a few days ago that President Trump has reached an agreement with Mexico, and I just heard this, and I'm so happy about this, that immigrants must stay in Mexico until their hearing time. So they will not be allowed to cross the border and wait here. They will have to stay there, and Mexico has agreed to that.
And, you know, that's important that Mexico is doing that. And, you know, we have a place down in Mexico. We've talked to so many of our Mexican friends, and it's so different than what the mainstream media represents on television. They are behind President Trump. And, you know, we talk with laborers. I mean, we talk with all sorts of people, professional people, doctors, people that own businesses. And it's so interesting to see that the vast majority of all those people are supporting President Trump. They have no problems with the wall. They're very concerned about their own southern borders. And this whole fiasco that's taken place over the past month in Tijuana, don't you think that just outlines everything that they said? I felt that, you know, we did a couple of talking mom marriages while we were in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
Exactly.
And right. I feel that we were the soothsayers, right? I felt like we were way ahead of Fox News and One American News Network and everybody else, because we were in country, girl.
Well, you know, and it is having your ear to the ground where the real people live. And it's not living up in the sky where a lot of these pundits live. It's just being with the real people of either America or any other country. And we do that quite a bit. And I enjoy that because you really get the real scoop of how people feel. And real people in real countries all over the world don't feel the way that the media tells you that they feel.
And you know, it's so interesting that you bring this up, because, you know, and speaking of other countries, you know, we were just in Europe just a few months ago, and we traveled right through the center of Europe all the way up to your native country, Holland, and they got the whole yellow vest thing going on. And what is the big push with that, besides, you know, a revolution against the leftist progressive political elite, is that they totally have forgotten about the public, about the average European citizen. And so Germans have risen up, Belgians have risen up, certainly the French mm-hmm. have risen up.
Well, Macron is completely out of touch with his French people.
Did
completely.
You know that he had a helicopter out there on the helipad to evacuate him in case they took over the palace? Did you know that?
Well, I did.
What a little sissy.
And now they've got French women walking around topless. That's their protest. I don't understand what that does, just having your all-together hangout,
hey,
but whatever.
But you know what? They're French, okay? They're
yes.
French. So hopefully they got a sexy little yellow vest going on.
No, it didn't have that. But,
okay. But you get my point.
But the French were also saying, we want Trump. They like President Trump, and Macron has denigrated Trump. So, you know, I mean, you see that it's not how the people at the top feel are not how the citizens feel.
That's exactly right. And the ruling elite never take care of the citizens. So what's going on right now with the border wall and the United States, and we just finished talking about this murderous, you know, rampage by Gustavo, you know, Garcia in Central California, all of this is the same thing to me. Every bit of it. It's the progressive leftist globalist philosophy against the citizenry, and, you know, let them eat cake kind of philosophy. Well, I don't think the American public wants to put up with that, because we're all getting victimized by that. But I stand behind President Trump 100%. I hope he doesn't sign the government funding bill until he gets at least that $5 billion for the wall. And for God's sakes, I hope our dear president does not compromise on how they build the wall. We need a damn 30-foot concrete wall, and none of this, you know, crap that you and I see when we, you know, go through Texas and we're, you know, through Juarez, Mexico and everything, and we see, you know, the border so-called wall is almost like a fence in some places, and it's just is porous as a sieve.
Well, I think that what should happen in our country, Ron, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere with the Congress upcoming for the next 2 years.
Not at all.
The American people voted for President Trump because they want the wall. The Congress is blocking the will of the American people. So here's my opinion. The American people need to take it back. They need to take back the power, and they need to flip off the Congress, and they need to put money into one of the GoFundMe programs to build the wall.
You know what? And you and I had that idea about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I regret that we couldn't get that thing going. But it's nice to know, and I saw something today, they have a GoFundMe for the wall, and on its first day, Linda, they got almost $2 million.
Well, I hope they're highly...
34,000 mm-hmm. American citizens. And this is what we need to do with the Congress. We need to just do an end run around them. I really like your philosophy of life and business where you say, if I'm hit with an obstruction, I go over it, under it, around it, or through it. And that's what the American people need to learn.
Well, don't underestimate me, Dr. Martinelli. I have not given up on it. I have some things up my sleeve. But I will simply say, any of the legitimate funding, wall funding
entities
on GoFundMe need to be supported, because no matter which one people contribute to, that money will go directly to the wall.
And it should. And it shouldn't go into a government coffer. No. It should go directly to contractors and do the end run around all of these allocations, because once you get government involved, you're going to get screwed every single time.
It absolutely goes into a federal allocation for the wall. So people have the power today to take back what is being blocked from their will by the Congress. And I say, take it back. I will be the first one putting money in that fund. And I want the wall built, and America can do it. So if America can contribute billions of dollars for one lottery that has a big jackpot, the lottery is ever so much important for America, for the wall. If they can for a 1 minute drawing for lottery contribute billions of dollars, we can get this wall built. And I absolutely believe that we can do it. What we need is publicity. We need the word out. And it's going to be a big in your face to that Congress. And I can't wait.
Well, I'm glad some of my radicalism is rubbing off on you, because I see you're raising your voice here a little bit, young lady.
I'm passionate about this.
Yeah, and I think every American needs to be passionate about this.
I'm passionate that they don't have the right to subvert the will of the American people.
Right.
And I'm tired of it, and I'm hoping that all of America is tired of it.
And you know what we used to say in college? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, right on, shut it down.
Oh. Well, my last insult of the evening is this. Do you remember the guy, Jackson Costco, that was arrested for doxing the Republican senators during the Kavanaugh hearings?
I was just going to say, was that during the Kavanaugh? I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he released Republican senators and congressmen's home addresses, phone numbers, and everything. Well, apparently he's been going to court over this arrest, and what they have found has been pretty astounding. And I can't tell you a lot because I don't know a lot, because they're not saying a lot. And the reason they're not saying a lot is because they have found that this guy had so much information, and the information is so sensitive and so dangerous that even the guy's mother had to be removed from the court. The media, everybody had to be removed. Only the lawyers and the judge could discuss what content this guy had.
Wow, that's almost like an in-camera hearing.
Yes.
Okay.
Really bad stuff. But here's the huge insult that... it really bothers me with the hypocritical Democrats again, is this guy, he worked at the time for Senator Hassan, I think it's Hassan, and he had had a felony arrest.
A felony arrest, and he's working for a senator or a congressman?
I believe that this was a senator.
Okay.
the first time.
With a felony arrest.
With a Senator Maggie Hassan, yeah.
Wonderful. In the Capitol. In the Capitol with a felony arrest.
And he was illegally accessing her computer. She hired him having had the felony arrest. Then she didn't fire him, but she asked him to resign, but won't discuss the reasons for that resignation. Now, first of all, how do you put somebody in a sensitive position like that and give them data and access to government files that are sensitive, and you have not checked them out? Again, your job as a government official is to protect the United States people, and these people are not doing it.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's worse, though.
Okay, but hang on a okay. second. So are you saying, from what you've gleaned so far, that she didn't vet this guy at all? Because if she did, and he had a felony arrest, and she let him stay on her staff with a felony arrest, that's, like, worse.
Well,
how do you not know that?
She would know that if she would have vetted him. And then after that, he worked for, what's her name, Lee?
Oh, Congresswoman Lee?
Yes.
Oh, my God, she's horrible.
But he also previously assisted other people, like Senator Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer.
Okay, let me stop mm-hmm. with Feinstein, because remember, Feinstein's driver ended up being a Chinese agent.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Do you see a theme here?
Well, and she's also the one who surreptitiously got the attorneys for the lady that was after...
Oh, Dr. Ford?
Yeah, Kavanaugh. So, I mean, these people are involved in all kinds of strange things.
Okay, so we've got Lee, okay, we've got Feinstein, and we've got Hassan. And we've got, out of those three, right, we've got a spy... And yeah. we've got basically another guy who's
another spy, right?
Plus a felon, right? Plus he's a felon.
Right.
Okay, and so they're talking about...
Oh, plus what? He's a blackmailer, an extortionist.
Okay, so that's wonderful. So they're talking about President Trump and all this collusion, and we spent $30 million on this investigation, and nobody's turned out squat. But yet, I mean, in a relatively short period of time, we have three congressional and Senate members... Okay, who are all about the same thing, who between the three have got a spy and an extorter, a blackmailer, and a stealer of secrets, and a person who's a doxer. I love it.
Do you wonder where Mueller is on this?
Oh, he's in the bathroom, okay? He's AWOL.
I think
Please
he is.
Please don't bother him with facts, okay? He's after President Trump, okay? He's going down that rabbit hole.
We just need to understand who we are keeping in office in this country, and it's not good.
Well, that's absolutely incredible.
Well, I want to mention something that has been on my mind and is really fascinating to me. This is a first, at least in our lifetime. On November 11th, about 9:30 in the morning, off of a French island near Madagascar, off Africa's southeast coast, okay, an earthquake happened. And that earthquake eventually shook the entire planet for 20 minutes. The entire planet. It was not a localized earthquake. The entire planet was involved.
How can you say that? Because we would have felt it.
Most people did not feel it, but it absolutely was recorded. They said that normally, of course, earthquakes are, you know, short-lived and they are a jolt. But this one, the surface waves traveled multiple times around the globe, and it involved the entire Earth, and they were pretty freaked out about it. Scientists were. It was a low frequency signal, and it just kept going. So I think that that's really fascinating. And their theory is that maybe a subaquatic magma chamber collapsed, and it was so deep that it shook the entire Earth. But they have never, at least in our lifetime, and when they have been recording earthquakes, ever found one that shook the entire Earth for a period of 20 minutes.
Oh, my God. Journey to the center of the
Earth. It's fascinating to me. Obviously, no damage, no loss of life, no anything, but interesting.
Well, that is a little scary, albeit interesting. I'm going to get a refill. This is Dr. Ron Martinelli, forensic criminologist and host of A Thread of Evidence on America Out Loud. If you'd like to find out what forensic criminologists really do in the field, and you're tired of the false narratives about law enforcement and want to unpack the cases that I've worked throughout the nation, then please pick up a copy of my new book, The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police, on sale right now at Amazon.com. That's the truth behind the Black Lives Matter movement and the war on police at Amazon.com.
Okay, well, here we go. Again, we're going to continue with our 2018 best inventions.
Love the gadgets.
And we're going to gadgets.
Okay. Hopefully they're electronic
they're
ones.
They're electronic. Nothing that you're allowed to have. None of these can you have. Don't even ask.
Why do I get dumped on with electronic gadgets?
They will never work for you. Okay. So
at least I'll listen to what you have to say.
Well, the grand award winner was a VR headset, which, you know.
Okay, so does VR stand for virtual
reality? Virtual reality.
Okay, cool.
And it's called Oculus, Oculus Go, and it's by Facebook. And the thing about this particular virtual reality thing is it's not some little cheesy thing attached to your cell phone. It is really good. Make your palms sweat. Feel like there's a zombie really sneaking up behind you.
Oh, that's what I need.
Yeah.
I need that.
Makes your heart pump, pitter-patter. And yeah. So this is supposed to be the big, big thing for electronics.
Now, did you say it's made by Facebook?
Well, that's, so yes.
So it's going to suck my memories out and all my thoughts and sell it to a third
provider. It's going to sell it to a third party, yes. Yeah, there's probably something nefarious in here. I don't know what it would be. Secondly, I don't know if you might even have this one. If you do, I don't know. But the Galaxy Note by Samsung?
I have a Galaxy Note.
Is that what you have?
I have a Note 7.
Okay, well, so you can't have this one then. Okay, so this
I'm having problems with the 7.
I know, which is why you can't have a 9. It's a liquid-cooled smartphone. It handles high-end games and those types of things. This is just, you know, to me, it's another phone, but I guess that it's gotten really good reviews.
Yeah, but I'm not a gamer. I don't do the gaming thing.
Yeah, and the next one is another called One Creator Edition. It's by Magic Leap. It's another augmented reality where characters kind of step into your world.
Oh, God. I got enough characters in my world.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's, you know, I guess it's not my generation to do these types of things. They're interesting, but probably never buy them.
This is so far out of my...
They sell like crazy.
It's so far out of my wheelhouse, I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, here's something in your wheelhouse. You still can't have it, though. It's a Mavic 2 Zoom. It's a drone with a zoom.
But I have a drone.
You have several drones.
Okay.
Of all different sizes, in fact.
I've got one that fits in the palm of your hand. Did you see that one? It's like
That is really cool.
And it's got a camera.
I like that one. Well, this one has a zoom camera on it, so that if you're flying, say that you wanted to film a football game and zoom in on something, this one actually holds that zoom steady and lets you zoom in on it.
Oh, sure.
So that's a pretty cool invention.
How much? Hey, can I ask you how much that is?
I don't know prices.
Oh, you're
deliberately... This is not the Price is Right.
Okay, but this is... You're deliberately holding prices.
I'm not.
Back
I don't know the prices. I truly don't.
I just want to make sure.
You know, there another one of the inventions for 2018 that's a gadget is a Pixel Visual Core by Google. And it's, I guess it's another smartphone. So...
So tell me. Oh, it's a smartphone. Okay, so now you said what it does. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't get that. Anyway, Bose, who I really like. I like their products a lot.
I have their, you know, we both have a set of the Bose hearing, what are the headsets that we fly with and listen to music with. Yeah.
Well, these are called sleep buds. And you put them in your ears at night to help you sleep and to drown out noise. However, they allow you to hear emergencies. So you can drown out your snoring partner, or you can drown out street noise if you happen to live near a street or a freeway.
Or your snoring dog.
Or your snoring dog. But it will allow you to hear sirens and alarms and things like that. So I think that's a good invention. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when we go to Chicago and we drive, you see how the train goes right by those people's, within feet of their apartments. Yeah. That's crazy. That's a lot of noise.
Not that we stay in hotels like that, but we certainly saw enough people living like that. I can't believe they live like that. Their beds must move from one side of the room to the other when those subway trains go by.
Yeah, there's another honestly, this next one I don't even understand. It's a wave antenna, which allows you to pick up signals 50% faster than what you could normally pick them up, and pick up signals that you wouldn't have been able to pick up. So I guess if you're into picking up signals, that's a good thing.
Well, you remember when we used to take people and we used to wrap tinfoil around their heads? That were great. Well, the statute of limitations is gone now, so I think we could talk about that.
I used to just put a bowl on my head.
The government is listening in. Oh, you need to wrap your head with tinfoil.
Oh, gosh. Well, they came out this year, actually for your phones, for your screen, which I need right now because I just broke my screen. Gorilla Glass by Corning. And Corning is a really good company, always has been a good company in glass. So they built a Gorilla screen that's the toughest glass that you can get for your phone.
And do you adhere that to your normal screen, or do you take the screen, the glass screen out and replace it with the Gorilla screen?
I think that this will come on a phone. I don't know that it's something you add to it.
Okay, okay.
But, you know.
So it won't shatter.
There's a lot of these inventions that are a little bit above my pay grade. So I try to read about them and find out, but I don't know everything. But this is the interesting how they have done this glass surface with potassium ions to help with stress on the glass. Like I said, I just broke my glass, so maybe this will be something I can replace it with.
Aren't you long past getting a new phone?
Yeah, but I like keeping my phones until I can't keep my phone.
Okay. Is this also the phone that you dropped in the toilet?
We don't talk about that.
I'm trying to give you a hint that it's probably time for a new phone.
Okay, so there's a GoPro, a new GoPro.
Well, I like those.
I do too. I love a GoPro.
I have two of them. I have one of my drones, and then I have one that I use. Well, I use that one for CSI, and I use my handheld one for CSI.
Well, what's good about this one is that it stops the shakes. So
it's got a gimbal on it.
Yeah, it's very distracting when you go back to look and everything's shaking all around. So this one has a better way of stopping all the wobbles with a gyroscope and an accelerometer.
Okay.
Okay. Again, a lot of these things are for your phones. This invention is called Clear ID, and it's a fingerprint sensor inside of a screen. So it...
is that like a security device?
It's a security device, yeah. Yeah. My fingerprint sensor is not working either.
Well, because you dropped it in the toilet. Hello.
Okay. Well, let's go on to cars.
Oh, I like cars.
Let's talk about the best...
As a Christmas present? Car. You got an idea for me?
Can't have one of those either. Was the best car inventions for 2018.
Okay, cool.
Now, I really like this one. It's a car I've always liked. The I-Pace by Jaguar. So Jaguar has a new vehicle out. It's a small vehicle, too. It's completely different design than Jaguar used to have, but it's an off-road electric vehicle.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm really surprised that Jaguar came out with that. The fastest electric car is called C2 by Rimac, and that's a brand new electric car. You know...
Wait a minute. Don't go away. So how fast does it go, and what's its 0 to 60?
It goes 258 miles an hour.
Oh, get out. For what, 2 minutes?
1.9 seconds to get to 60 miles per hour.
Okay, and the lithium
1,700 pound-feet of torque.
Oh, gee, my cricket. So, okay, and how long will it go on a charge? I'm sure it's going to be burning out that lithium battery.
I don't know how long they go on a charge, but I just wouldn't want to go have to park at one of those charging stations. And we have friends that do that. Ask me how much this cost.
Well, it's probably like $1 million.
Try $2 million for this car.
Okay, but let's, without burning our friends, you know, we have a friend that has a Tesla, kind of a high-end Tesla. And what I thought was real interesting is, remember last week we went out to dinner with them and we went to that Italian restaurant in California? And then we come out and she goes, And we're getting ready to get in our car, and we just drive away. And she goes, oh, my God, I need to charge my car for 20 minutes. I'm going, like, where are you going to go to charge your car? We're in a parking lot.
She knows where. You know, the car tells you where to go.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, I just thought that was funny. Here, by the time she charged her car up, we were home.
Well, Alexa, of course, has been a big deal, right?
I will not. I have one, and it's in the closet, and it's brand new. And once I found out that it listens to everything, and now with Facebook and Google and all those guys selling stuff to third parties, I will never turn that thing on. So you don't even have to tell me about that particular device, because I think it's a spy.
Well, and I'll just remind you whose device that is. I won that device.
And you know what?
And you stole it from me.
Okay, so here's going to be the difference. You know how I always borrow things from you?
Uh-huh, okay, yes, I know.
This one, I'm not going to fight you on. I'm going to give it right back to
thank
you.
I was going to gift it to somebody. I should have used that as my white elephant.
Yeah, when we had our company Christmas party.
Okay, well, speaking of Alexa, now you can take one in your vehicle.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to do.
It's a smart speaker.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Yep. And it's a $50 item, since you're interested in the prices.
Sure.
Has 8 microphones. It'll pick out your voiceover music and road noise when you ask for the news or music or directions. And you can give it your orders. And you can say, when I arrive to work, you know, play the Imperial March or something. You know, just it'll do whatever you want it to do.
I'm out.
So, yeah.
Okay, I'm just telling
you,
it's a spy. I'm out.
Okay. Well, again, so we're talking about electric cars. So another invention is the quick charging through a skinny cable. If you have an electric car, I guess that's of interest. Not to me so much. Acura has a RDX Intuitive True Touchpad. So this thing will control your audio and navigation. And you can just touch it, and it will do what you want it to do. It seems to me almost to be like the Alexa, but it's touch instead of voice, right?
Yeah, but do you know, okay, so let's talk about your car for a minute, okay? So you've got the Kia, the SUV, which I love that car, and you, like, are talking to it, you know, call this person, call that person, and your voice is very crisp and very clear, and that machine, I swear to God, like 70% of the time, it gives you something completely different than what you asked for. So,
well,
I don't know if the technology is,
you know,
really
that's not so much true. I know what you're referring to, and I actually wasn't talking into the car phone. I was actually talking into my Siri at that moment. But sometimes those car ones, they need to re-up with the phone, you know, so they need to regather the information to make it work right. So sometimes they don't do it. Yeah. And it's frustrating. But anyway, so another invention is Audi has come out with virtual mirrors that allow you to look back in your car, so that you can see better behind.
Well,
and
I
don't
like
honestly
that's
understand
all very
the
helpful.
Virtual mirrors, but I would have to really look and see how those work. I know that we have the mirror on our RV that I really like when it works, but it's not working right
mirrors?
Now. Yeah, with the mirror cameras. Cadillac has come out with hands-off driving.
No, never. Never. Don't ever trust a car to be driving for you. Of course, you don't even trust me when I'm driving for you. So, you know, why would you trust a car?
Well, Porsche has come out with brakes that stop way better and actually that even look better, and they don't have all that, what is that stuff that comes off the brakes all the time?
Off the brake
kind
pad?
Of the powdery stuff.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Not a big
car
guy.
Yeah, so these have a slick mirror finish, so... new brakes. I mean, I think that they're just getting better at everything. But, you know, the more electronics that they put in a car, for me sometimes, is not necessarily a good thing. Because when something gives out... Well, here's a perfect example. Not to deviate here, but it also happened to our friend when we were in California, where she could not get into her car.
Oh, yeah.
Because her Tesla.
Our Tesla girl.
Right, because the Tesla key fob would not open her car.
It was so funny. Access denied.
Yeah.
Access denied.
She had to call Tesla, and they did unlock the car, and they got her in the car, but they couldn't start her car for her.
I don't like
so,
any
yeah,
of that.
So she was kind of dead in the water there and stuck at Home Depot for a while.
See, and look, I think she paid what, about $130,000?
Oh, I have no idea. I ask those kinds of personal questions.
I said, what's this? When she bought it, I said, what does this bad boy set you back? And she said it was about $130,000. Okay, so now you got a car that's totally electric. I mean, every single thing about it is electric. And, you know, it's impressive. You know, she runs it all off her Apple phone. And like you said, it tells you when it needs a recharge and it tells you where to go find a charging station. But then it locks you out of the damn car.
I know.
And, you know, if you were in a bad place, you know, You're in big trouble.
Here, you know, I like this invention. This is one I could go for. It's by Mercedes-Benz, and it's called MBUX, M-Bucks. And this is an infotainment system that you can use. And what it does is it intuitively starts to recognize what you listen to, kind of like that program that you listen to.
Like Pandora.
And it studies, it has trained studying human language and behavior patterns to learn the driver's preferences and understand how they talk and what they want to listen to. And, you know, this one's kind of cool.
I'll tell you what, if I had that system in my truck, that would be one sick truck.
It probably would be.
Anybody that can figure me out.
Well, here's one that you can really like. So one of the best inventions of 2018 is the 2019 Ranger truck by Ford.
I heard they were bringing it back, okay? But I'm sure it's going to be an aluminum body. I don't want anything aluminum. 30% more costs when something happens to it. But, you know, the Ranger is Rick, my dear old friend that passed away, Rick Nadison, had a Ranger, Ford Ranger truck forever and ever, and he just loved it.
Yeah, it's a little smaller.
Yeah.
And it's just a four-cylinder.
Yeah, it's like the mini Ford F-150.
But it's a cool truck.
Yeah, no, Rick's was pretty cool.
Yep. So those are kind of the best of the autos and the gadgets. And next time we talk, I'm going to give you the best things for your home.
Well, thank you for that. A lot of stuff that had to do with cars and
gadgets,
more things that I'm not into. But, you know, younger people for sure would be into stuff like that. I'll be looking forward to the home gadgets. And guess what I'm looking forward to now?
Hitting the hay.
Okay.